For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 158.
All right. Here we go.
You're not very excited.
No, just 158. It is what it
is. Have you always been like numbers like this?
Yes. I love milestones. Like I love my birthday and I'm always like, oh, it's my birthday. But I get really excited about like the big ones because it's like, ooh, like this year I was like, I don't really care about doing anything because next year I'll be 45.
Oh, got it.
I don't know. I just always like my little markers of like milestones of things.
Okay. I got you.
It's just a weird thing.
I mean, I like things in their place, hence like the OCD, but I don't.
Yes.
I don't know. I am weird about numbers. Like, I feel like I look at my watch a lot and it'll be like, oh, 11:27, which is like my birthday. But I'm also like, why is it always 11:27 when I look down at my watch?
Maybe you subconsciously make sure to look when it's around 11:27.
Yeah, or like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like I see a lot of like numbers like that. Like I'll look over and be like, yeah, it'll be 1:11. I'm like, how does that happen every time?
Maybe because it was like my family always made a big deal, like, oh, you're turning 10. Like that's a big birthday. Oh, you're 15. You know, like it was always like my 15th was like a bigger deal than my 16th. I don't know.
So nice of your family to care about your birthday. I don't know what that's like.
I know, but it was always this like, oh, you're just turning 8. Like, don't worry about it. But when you turn 10, we're gonna have a party.
Well, your birthday is also in August, so
I know my birthday never mattered. All my friends were on vacation. Everybody was at camp or vacation because school back then didn't start till September after the Labor Day holiday. So everybody was gone. It was just not. I never had a good party, guys. Not until I became an adult and threw my own party.
Usually at the casino.
Mm-hmm. I do like a good casino night.
You and that girl we don't speak of.
No.
She tried to one up your party.
We are not going to speak of it.
Probably still living in her parents' backyard where she belongs.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. I am just deep in the throes of Halloween right now. I've been watching lots of scary. Last night I watched all of the American Horror Story short stories on Hulu. I actually got to the last one, which is Tapeworm, and that's the one with Lisa Rinna, but I was sleepy, so I did not want to miss it. So I'm going to watch that tonight.
Are you going to watch that Chuck E. Cheese goes?
Yes!
What is it called?
Five Nights at Freddy?
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. It's Chuck E. Cheese, right?
It is Chuck E. Cheese. And that's what's even more terrifying because that's always was the nightmare. My sister was terrified of Chuck E. Cheese when we were kids, and my parents would still take us there, and I loved it. And she would just scream her head off the whole time.
This will not surprise anybody, but I believe I went to like one birthday party and I was like probably 8 or 9 or whatever. And I looked at my mom and I was like, I never want to come back here.
I do not doubt that. But I loved Chuck E. Cheese.
I was such a bougie little kid. But it was like, it didn't come from, like, you've met my mom. Like, it did not come from my mom at all. Like, I don't know where I came from. But no, I think I was like, this pizza's terrible. This environment is disgusting. Like I literally was young Sheldon.
Yeah, no, I couldn't wait till when I had Jake and I was like, ooh, when he's big enough, we are going to that Chuck E. Cheese. And then when he grew out of it and my niece was old enough, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. I just love it.
I went to the Scandia one time, like the tickets, whatever. And they're like, oh, you need 30 tickets for this pencil. I'm like, I'll just go buy a pencil. Like, I don't need this in my life, sir.
No.
You're not going to tell me what I can and can't do.
Everybody always had that little element of like, these characters are kind of creepy in those like mechanical way they turn and their eyes move. There was always that creepy thing about them. So that's what makes this show like, I really want to see it because it's like my worst nightmare come true.
Yeah, I will not be watching it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. I've been watching all kinds of scary things. And then I've been watching House of Villains.
Where are you at in Scream?
I finished Scream.
Oh, you
I'm done with that.
Did you like the new one? The new one?
Huh. Yeah, I did. This is my second time watching it. Okay. I think I needed to watch it a second time.
okay.
But I like Jenna Ortega. I love her as Wednesday. She's good at the spooky things and the scary movie
She's going to need to branch out, though, I feel. Like, she can't
Yeah. But she's just good at being creepy.
Yeah.
So I watched that. I watched some Chucky. Yeah, I've been watching all kinds of things. And then I started the new challenge.
Oh, you did? Oh, last night. Okay.
So I did start that. I didn't watch last night's episode, but I watched the week before's. So it just was the introduction of all of the people, like what the premise is, what it looks like. I have a hard time with these, like, there's familiar faces for sure, but I just love the vets, like the ones that I'm used to.
Is Cara Maria back?
She is, but she's coming back. They come into like the gulag, like those type
free
thing, you know?
Agents.
Yeah, or the challenges and stuff.
I was gonna say, I thought she was never coming back. I'm shocked. They must have paid her.
Well, now that you know, Polly's come out as bisexual and fluid.
Girl, bye. I'm not having this conversation again.
I think that they are trying to make their come back onto the scene. I don't know.
Are they together still?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's okay with it. And I don't know. So
because it's not real. He's not actually bisexual.
He just wants a reason to wear the short shorts. It's okay.
And yeah. I'm so over this like bisexual trend.
I know. Anyway. It's very weird. So
just a train stop on the way to Gay Town.
I know. I'm watching that. I love Bachelor in Paradise. It's so good. I just love it. And Golden Bachelor is cute too. I watched a couple of different things. I finished. Oh, last night, and I know this might not resonate with you as much, but this was like near and dear to my young heart. I watched the Milli Vanilli documentary on Paramount Plus.
I remember the scandal of like the Grammys being taken away, but I knew like a little bit of their music.
It was sad. Like I actually had, and I'm emotional. Everybody knows this, but I was teary because they just went along with this machine.
Correct.
That yeah, created this that. Whole thing. And he could actually sing and he wanted to sing. And he was like, okay, it's our turn to sing. And they were like, no, be quiet. You're not singing. And then they got bigger and bigger. And then they went to Clive Davis. And like, okay, now we get to sing. And he was like, no way, you're not singing. And then the shit blew up and everybody turned on them. And it was like, but they tried to sing. Like they wanted to do this.
How did it get on? Like, was it uncovered?
So what happened was they had gotten so tired of the situation because they were put after the Grammys. It was like pretty much everybody can tell what's going on here. No one's ever heard you sing live. Now we're on a larger scale because now we're Grammy winners. And so we want to sing. Like we're not doing this anymore. We're not going on any more shows and pretending. We're not going on tour. Like we're going to do it. And the producer was like, oh, okay. And so they were scheduled to go on the show. And they said, so either you let us sing or we're going to go on the show and tell everybody what's been going on because we've had it. And he was like, oh, you guys think you're smart? Okay. So he called a press conference. And this is the guy who like masterminded and puppeted this whole thing. And he called a press conference and said, here's the real people that are Milli Vanilli. Here they are. These are the real singers. This is what we built. This is what we did. And he just exposed it ahead of time and got in front of it, and then they were left with the egg on their face.
What did the real people look like?
It was two black gentlemen and then two white women and then a third guy.
People? Oh, five people?
Yeah, because they had some of their songs. So like Girl, You Know It's True, part of it was singing, part of it was rapping, part of it was like background vocals. So they just had all, it was like a machine of people that they were making all these songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were like at the time of that time, especially in Europe, like they were just using these black artists. It's happened before where they were using these black artists as the faces because they were dancers and then taking these singers who weren't as good looking as the dancers were and making them sing the songs.
It's like Abercrombie when they put the attractive people out front and they put the people in the back to stock the shelves.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So. It should have been like an outrage of what they were doing to these people, but instead it went backfired on them.
Yeah.
And so, of course, as we know, one of the members has since passed. But the other gentleman, he was like, I'm here. I continue to keep going. I continue to keep showing them I can sing and I can do this. No, they were best friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they met and they were best friends and they were roommates and they like were in the struggle together and they're both dancers. And so they were dancers on like a kind of like a Top of the Pop show, but they were like the background dancers.
Got it.
And they were so attractive and good dancers that they were like, oh, look at these guys. Like, they would be the perfect artists. Let's get somebody to sing these songs for them without even asking. So they showed up and they were like, we were ready to make a song and sing. And they were like, oh, no, no, you're not singing.
No, no, not today.
Yeah, you're not. No, you just be quiet. So they were like, and the band, they had a whole band and the band was like, yeah, we just noticed like these guys must be really good because they never come to rehearsal. They never come and like practice. They just show up. But then there was a couple times where like there was snafus. Like one time there was a skip and the record kept skipping and they were like panicked, didn't know what to do. And so it was kind of, I mean, it could have blown up way sooner, but it didn't. It went on too far and too long because obviously they won a Grammy and performed at the Grammys.
Yeah. So, what is it on?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, look at you just branching out. What's it called? Yeah. Girl, You Know It's True?
It's called Millie Vanilli.
Damn it.
Yes, but it was good. So I watched that. Below Deck Med. I think it was, and then obviously Kardashians and all my other random shows. I didn't watch Married at First Sight. I recorded it and then I think I'm gonna binge that this weekend and catch up because they're 2-hour episodes. So I just want to knock it out and see if it's worth me even getting into.
Yeah.
That's about it. What about you?
I wrapped up The Challenge USA season 2. This dude, Chris, I mean, you should watch it, but this dude, Chris, is ridiculous. So he's the only person to ever be voted off Survivor, come back and win the same season. Oh. And then he just won his first season of The Challenge. Like, he busted his ass. Like, he's wild. 2 Survivor people won, though, which was interesting. So I just wrapped up The Challenge. Big Brother is still going. This is like the longest. I feel like it's been a decade.
Jeez, no kidding.
I hate these people. I don't like any of that. It's all terrible. So that's got 2 more weeks to go. Thankfully, we'll be done shortly. I wanted something like light on Saturday. You know, the weather's changing. It's freezing here. And so I was like, oh, Heather McMahon was just on Watch What Happens Live. I wonder what her stand up on Netflix is like. Mm-hmm. Well, did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Well, if you want to see someone say pussy for an entire hour, just go watch her. Like, it wasn't like...
No, thank you.
And I don't know, like, she's funny on Instagram. I don't know if, like, she was nervous. She was like, it was... Like for a stand-up, like, you know how a lot of stand-up like flows and they'll kind of like reference jokes in the beginning at the end and like kind of bring it all back together.
Yeah.
Like it was just very disjointed. She literally says the P word and like, I don't care, mm-hmm. but like, it's just like, it's not a pretty sounding word to hear over and over again.
No, it's not.
She literally says it like 85 times.
No thanks.
But like, she just seemed off and like, I don't know. She seems so light and quick-witted on Instagram. I don't know if like a scripted set is the right avenue for her. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Probably not.
Like, she's so funny, like off the cuff. Like, she talks about her mom and her dad a little bit. And like, there was some funny stuff from her childhood. Like, her sister was taking like a self-defense course. And she's like, Dad, why don't I have to take the self-defense course? And he's like, you're 180 pounds at 9 years old. You'll be fine.
Yeah, like, you got this.
Yeah. So it was like funny stuff like that. But like, I don't know. It just wasn't like her type of humor to me. What I'd seen from her on Instagram. So that was odd. You know, I'm on my 2020 train. You like this fake horror, but give me real horror any day.
I like real horror too.
There was this 1989, this Minnesota family. The parents were like super strict, but they had 4 kids. He was a chiropractor. They were like up and coming. They moved out to like this kind of rural part of Minnesota. The parents went to dinner. They were like, they'd never really left the kids before. And they're like, hey, we got 4 kids. We had the neighbor come over to babysit. Like, well, they'll be okay. So the 2 boys, or it was like the best friend, whatever. They were like, please, please, please. Can we go get a movie? And we'll be right back. Like, we promise. And like, it was kind of getting dark. And the parents are like, fine. Like, but come right back. Well, the kid gets taken on that night. So this guy pops out of nowhere, tells like the 2 kids, tells the 3 boys to lay down. tells the two kids to run and then took the third boy.
Ooh.
So like it went decades. Like I think 2014 was like one of their first breaks. They had nothing. They had no information and nothing. But it turns out that as a podcaster was the one who started uncovering all this stuff. And she was like, wait, 5 minutes away in a different town, there's the same exact story, same exact verbiage, everything. Like, how did the police not realize this, right? And then she like went 20 minutes down the road, same exact shit, same exact story, everything, different town. So this predator guy was like literally just driving up the town, right? Like Petaluma, whatever, to Santa Rosa, doing the same thing. But I guess like in the 80s, in the late 80s, like the police forces weren't conducting stuff between each other. So this guy went away, went for 25 years. I think they had like 13 total victims of molestation.
Oh.
He had never killed before. But so like they finally got him to like they finally got him to admit it. And he had taken the boy, I guess like he had taken the boy back towards his house and like his own home, like his own city, not the kid's house. Uh-huh. And like he had like molested him, whatever, done everything. And then I guess like the kid was like, I just want to go home. And like he still couldn't explain, like he was afraid that the kid knew too much because he had never hurt a child before, physically harmed them, besides obviously sexually. But and he killed him.
Oh my gosh.
But like he wouldn't really give them like other info on other kids and like if he had, but it seems like that was the only murder. He had actually moved the body years later, like wild stuff. Like the guy never, like, you know how some like serial killers like act like it just like didn't exist. Like the guy was like constantly on edge the whole time.
Yeah.
But like they had accused the neighbor and they tried to like ruin the neighbor's life over it. Like it was wild. That's a really good story. So that was on 2020. Cause I just can't. And then the next one on 2020, I haven't watched it yet, but it's the lady in the, I think it was like Georgia. She was the warden and she helped the guy escape.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's on there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I'm going to watch that.
I remember
that
hearing
well.
All about that when that was going on.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I mean, you know me, I love me some 2020. That's the only thing keeping me on Hulu right now. I can't get rid of Hulu cause I got to watch 2020 all the time.
Well, I'm telling you, or watch Kardashians.
I mean, I know I'll get it. I sometimes binge it. It's just, we've talked about this. It's just so produced to me.
I know, but it's also so good.
And then last night I caught a little bit of Masked Singer, but it's really bad. It's just so terrible.
Oh, I never watched.
It's not terrible. It's just like the same shit we've seen for 10 seasons. Like I'm just not that intrigued anymore. It was some kid who I don't even know, who's like not even famous. He was like the YouTubers and stuff like that. Like I'm not going to know who these people are, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, that's nothing super crazy. Are you ready for some hot topics?
Always.
Well, Britney's book is out. We don't really have any numbers. I did hear that 400,000 copies shipped on Tuesday, which is wild. That's not including audiobooks. Michelle Williams from Oscar. She's an Oscar winner, right? Did she win?
Oh, yes. She is.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Williams, not Destiny's Child Michelle Williams.
No.
She is not reading Britney's book or voicing Britney's book. But apparently I haven't read it yet. I have my copy here. There's when Justin Timberlake meets Genuine on the streets of New York or something happened.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Michelle Williams narrates Justin Timberlake's Black Scent.
It's the craziest thing I have ever heard.
They said if she doesn't get a Grammy for this, we like
she
give it to her.
Says it in a very monotone. I don't.
Faux shiz. What's up, my like no.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know if she's trying to sound a little like Britney, but it definitely sounds like her, Michelle Williams. But it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Justin has disabled his Instagram comments and he has also reportedly canceled some upcoming promotional stuff for the Trolls movie because he does not want to talk about this.
I would not either.
I mean, how did the movie is coming out like next week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's here. You're sorry, sir.
Like you just got to ride that out.
Yeah. The book is not very big. I got my copy, so like I'll get into it. It is dedicated to her boys. which is nice. Okay. I mean, it seems like she always kind of wanted to be a mom. She made a ton of money on it, as we know. I heard she got $15 million. Now they're saying $12.5 million, whatever, up front. And then 25% of all the sales.
Ooh.
What's 25% of $400K? A lot. Sam Asghari, her soon to be ex-husband, has weighed in, and she said she called him like a sent from above or something, like super helpful, whatever, in her life. Obviously the book was written before they were getting divorced. And he said, I want nothing but the best for her, and she's gonna take over the world.
Well, good for you.
He's weird, by the way.
He's trying to keep it cordial because the divorce has not yet happened.
Yeah, he needs that paycheck.
Yes.
He needs that final check. But yeah, I mean, any more bombshells? I'm thinking we've kind of heard most of it, but I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna get into it hopefully this weekend.
I cannot wait to hear all about it.
And then I'll hand it off to you, probably, if you'd like.
I would love to. I need to get into it.
Yeah. This is crazy. Out of Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club. So this was the one filmed at Dorinda's Bluestone Manor.
The second one, right?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Marco, who was hired, is he an actor?
I guess.
Well, he was hired to be like the butler. He was.
Yes.
He's now suing for sexual assault. He says that Brandy sexually assaulted him or Phaedra, whatever. Phaedra and Brandy. Someone ripped his shirt off. Someone touched him inappropriately.
Why did you say anything right then? It happened.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's like HR. Well, he's like, they ripped
his shirt. There has to be.
Like, yeah. I don't like that stuff's like, I don't know. Like, why now, sir? What made you go, oh, by the way, I need to like capitalize on this now?
I never understand.
He did say, I don't remember it all that well. I mean, I guess could go back and watch. There was like a dinner party when they ripped off his shirt or something.
I don't like to victim shame or blame, but I feel like if somebody ripped my shirt off, you're going to know what happened right at that minute because I'm going to scream bloody murder and I'm going to try to kill you.
Well, then he said, I went home to my wife and told her what happened. And she was like, oh, that's not okay. And he's like, so I didn't know it wasn't okay until my wife told me.
What?
And she was like, his wife was upset. I was like, Anyway, Marco is suing Peacock or Bravo, whoever's in charge of the production.
Marco.
Okay, we're gonna get into Beverly Hills in a little bit, but we do have, I mean, this Mauricio Emma Slater, I'm for it.
I mean, as of right now, they're saying it's nothing.
They were just holding hands in order to connect and share their story or something weird.
Well, he said they were leaving dinner, and over dinner they had talked about this rough emotional week they had had. And like digging into the it was like supposed to be, I guess it was like the best time of your life. Or like a moment, what was it, like a memorable, the most memorable year of your life.
Yeah.
Where Ariana went through, obviously, like what happened to her, you know, everybody went through their stuff. So he was saying, you know, it was a very emotional conversation they both had. And then when they were leaving the restaurant, it was like still, you know, just feeling very raw from it. So he grabbed her hand and she held his hand back. Who knows, you know, I mean, obviously him and Kyle are still in the house, so she knows if he's not coming home or not, but why
are we concerned?
Right. They're separated people. So
and Kyle's removing Instagram posts that were supporting them. Well, I'm, you know, and she went on Watch What Happens Live and, oh, it was disrespectful.
Yeah, no.
Have been traipsing your 26-year-old lesbian lover all over the fucking world and now you're upset?
Allegedly. Because she says that is not her look. But
regardless, you're in a music video about to kiss her and he can't walk out of a restaurant holding a hand of some girl, bye.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree about that. I think especially watching last night, you know, her saying like they're in separate rooms, they're in the same house, you know, they're kind of living their lives this way. So I can see if he was like making out in the parking lot, but they were just walking out.
Or like if he brought her to the house and the kids are there or whatever. Hey, Portia.
And they have to be, then they have to be connected because they're dancing very closely. They're together 4 or 5 hours every day. They're rehearsing. So they have to have a connection to make it believable and real.
And we're in season 32. We've seen this 3,100 other times.
Correct.
With every single, that's where Sharna Burgess met, what's his fuck?
Yeah.
Also,
Brian,
I want to talk about that. I hate him.
Why? Who hates David? Did you see
that Sharna's been running her mouth about Dancing with the Stars and Jesse Metcalf and all this stuff and how her, you know, people make her, some of her partners made her uncomfortable. Well, she wasn't invited to Len Goodman's memorial episode.
Yes.
So then Brian Austin Green took it upon himself to be like, hey, that was really shitty of them, like not to invite her, da 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 da. Like, okay, well, she's out here bad-mouthing the show. Why would she be invited?
Makes sense.
People, you know what it is? I read this. I think I sent this to you the other day. The audacity of anybody currently. These people are just so entitled. It's ridiculous.
Well, yes, because he's feeling like she was speaking out at something that made her uncomfortable, and so you're penalizing her for speaking up. When that's not the case, she's creating an yes, she is speaking out, but it creates an uncomfortable environment if we bring her here with everybody else.
Yeah. Well, and like, what if Jesse Metcalf was there? And so now we're like, oh, she said she's uncomfortable. We can't have her here. Right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, it's.
But also, why isn't she saying this? Why isn't she like, hey, I wish I was invited or something? Why is he speaking for her?
Because he's the guy and he thinks he's defending his lady. I don't know.
Well,
it's David Silver.
He needs to stop commenting on his gay child.
Well, you know.
His interview did not land as it should have. Let's just say.
No, I think he didn't use the proper words to explain what he was trying to say. So I was like, I feel what you're trying to say, but I feel like you're not saying it right.
I don't know how to raise a gay child. Like, no, sir. Back to what you meant to say is
right.
I'm learning like, the differences between you can't. And you know what? This came up. Was this? Did Garcelle say this last night? Is like you can't parent every kid the same way.
No, but also, I don't think it changes how you parent your child whether they're gay or not.
No.
You parent teaching them values and morals and respect and love and common courtesy, which you would teach the same thing whether they're gay or not.
Also, if you've seen the kid's Instagram, his sexuality has nothing to do with how weird he is. He's just a weirdo.
Yeah. Well, I know he was like a theater, big theater kid, but
he's something. He looks like, I don't, no, ma'am. Oh. There was something else Dancing with the Stars related that I wanted to talk about, but I forget what it was. Who left this week? How is Barry Williams still there? I don't watch the show.
Greg Brady. You know, it's all those older ladies that are.
I know, but Tyson Beckford left. Then Adrian Peterson, the child abuser, he left. Mm-hmm. And then Mira Sorvino left this week.
I love her. She's cute. She's on the show. I love Shining Veil.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of work done to her face. And finally, Lauren Manzo. This was not shocking. The shocking part of all this, Lauren Manzo's husband, Vito Scalia, filed for divorce. They've been together for 8 years. They have a child, Marky. What's wild is that he filed the day that she left for her brother's wedding in Italy.
Which, I feel like they've been together for way longer than 8 years.
They've been married for 7 or 8. So they've been together longer. Yeah.
Right. Because remember, he used to always be over there because he was friends with the boys, but that was her boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've been married for 8 years.
Got it. But I feel
she
like,
said, we haven't been on TV in 7 years or something, is what her comment was.
Yeah. I feel like maybe he thought by filing that day when everybody was gone in a way, like it would just kind of go under the radar. But clearly that did not work.
No, sir. Well, then she had to get on live but it's clearly been a long time coming. They filed because they've been hashing everything out prior to filing. But then he just decided, like, fuck off, I'm going to go file. And
And she looks great. I mean, she's
Ozempic.
She had the weight loss surgery.
Hormones, according to Erica.
She had the weight loss surgery before the Ozempic.
Oh, got it.
So she tried that and was still having trouble. And then started picking up, and then she got the, I think she said Manjaro or, you know, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Wild. Anything else on Hot Topics?
No.
Okay. We have Roni Reunion Part 1, and then we have Beverly Hills premiere, which is wild. I cannot believe we're back. We're here. This is it.
Yep.
No SLC this week.
I know. I hate that. I hate when they do that.
What's so funny is that we came off this like massive week of all the trailers and huge OC numbers and all this stuff. And then you're going to take a week off when you're premiering. They either did it because they didn't want Beverly Hills to be overshadowed, or they did it for like timing to make it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Make it go longer to get us through the holiday, maybe? I don't know. I still think, I've said this, I'm going to stand by this. I think we're announcing a new city at BravoCon.
Okay.
In next week. Next week. That's wild. Next weekend is BravoCon.
I know. I wish I was going to be there, but I'm not.
There's a whole like app where you like log in and you can like pick your meet and greets and stuff and like panels. And they're like, it is very well laid out. It's very interesting to me. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Bernie.
Okay. I love a housewife who rage texts. Mary M. Cosby, Uba's rage text. The fact that Uba called her Karen but spelt it like Aaron was like top tier.
Yes.
All about it. Why is she so mad at Jenna?
I don't know. Uba's hot and cold for me. Like, I really liked her in the beginning. Then I started to be like, oh, I don't know. Like, this, I don't know. And then I kind of got back on the Uba train. But then when I saw this, I was like, why is she being so aggressive to Jenna? I don't get it.
Well, and it was ill-timed.
Yeah, it was no reason.
Like, Aaron, how was your party? And let's talk about your sponsors. And then she's like, let's talk about how no one wanted Jenna on the show. And we're like, wait a minute. No, that's,
yeah, I was
that's
like,
not where we're at right now.
What's going on here?
Yeah, it was like, even Aaron was like, this is my package. Like, I don't know why we're doing this.
Yeah, it was, it was strange.
I can't believe Sai's coming for Aaron.
Yeah. Definitely nobody seems to be on the same page anymore.
I feel like Sai sat on Twitter and Instagram for the last 4 months and was just like, oh shit, how can I rectify my terrible image?
I don't know, but I was like, wow, this is wild. Like, these ladies do not like each other right now.
I mean, like, her apologies and like her going for Aaron, like everything just felt like she knew exactly what she had to do at this reunion to like not.
Oh, I'm sure.
Remain the same Sai.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she was instructed on how to try to quickly clean this up.
Well, because I thought they would stick together because they stuck together this whole season.
No, it's every man for himself now.
We hear about the podcast. The podcast is where Aaron lied about Sai saying, cheese, that's it. So like the cheese, that's it was never said. Is that what I'm getting? So Aaron made it up on the podcast and then ran with it. But Sai says she never said that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she was saying.
That's weird. It's weird to me that like, because the podcast was way before, right? So like you knew.
Yeah.
It like Aaron thought this was going to be a shtick for the season. So that's why she did all this. Like it sounds very produced, right? If the podcast was out and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, who knows, like, if Sai said it or didn't say it, I'm not sure, but
she said she did.
She's claiming she did not, and so, you know.
Well, we're talking about the podcast, and Uba interrupts again.
Yeah,
The first interruption was, Jenna isn't who she is on and off camera, and the second one was, let's talk about how they didn't want Jenna on the show.
Yeah, and Jenna's just like, what's the problem? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. We wrap up the first part with saying Aaron is a gaslighting shit stirrer. But they made it seem like it was like a okay thing to call her.
Yeah, it's not.
I know. That's not. Are all of our first season reunions like this?
I mean, I haven't sat in on a first season reunion in a while, but no, I don't feel like it. I feel like this one was all over the place. Nobody's
all over the place.
Like, nobody's clothes matched. Everything was all over the place. It was a little confusing.
Well, so Sai takes responsibility and Sai's like, hey, it's totally my fault about the Uba Connecticut spilling the beans. But then Uba's like, no, it's Aaron's fault. But I'm I don't know. Because she said if Aaron would have never brought it back to Sai saying Uba's upset, then Sai wouldn't have revealed the secret that she wasn't single. So the whole thing is Aaron's fault.
Oh my God.
I don't think that works. No. You told Sai a secret and Sai revealed the secret. It's not that Sai revealed the secret because Aaron said you were upset about her husband saying you were single. No, ma'am.
Right.
I don't know. And like, I think you, I don't know if you heard Bryn was like, yeah, Uba's getting ready at home. Like, she doesn't want to get ready with us. Like, I don't understand why Uba's so upset.
I don't either. That's why I'm like, what? This, she came in hot. And I was like, okay, was something said that we missed? Like, what is going on?
Well, and she's with the man now. We saw him. They went to the whatever fall gala, something, whatever. Like, I get keeping your like new relationship under wraps, whatever, but like clearly he's fine with the spotlight. It seems very odd to me that she's so upset.
Yeah, no, the whole thing was very strange. That's why I was like, okay, maybe we'll get to it. But nope. I think it's always like this misplaced anger of like, no, Sai, I accept your apology. It wasn't your fault. It's Aaron's fault. And then Jenna also, it's your fault because you're just like, what?
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to her phone being taken. God forbid we get there.
Oh, God, that's going to be a nightmare conversation.
Jessel and Aaron get into it. Aaron's like, I watched the season. And Jessel said, did you watch it with a fucking blindfold?
Yeah.
Like, Jessel came ready for these women. Bryn and Sai get into it again about like the rumor. I don't understand. I do give Bryn massive props for saying, I'm sorry, I can't hear you all the way down there.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny because, you know, Sai did not think that she was going to be last seat.
No,
there's no way.
Probably not. No.
We hear the rumor that Jessel moved for the show. She didn't really give a straight answer.
No, she's kind of made it sound like she just lives everywhere.
But how do you get casted on the show? I don't get it. Like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? But like, were they casting and she was like, oh, let me go audition and move to New York? But how did she know? I feel like Andy should have given us more information about this.
Yeah, there wasn't any clarification on a timeline of any sort.
They announced a year ago, right? So if she moved a year and a half ago, then she moved while they were casting. Like, that's what happened.
Yes.
Which, like, I don't mind. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No.
If she moved from LA or Dallas or whatever, like, I don't. Sure, she lives in New York. Obviously, she's filming every day, so she lives there now. I guess it's not representative of who lives in New York, maybe? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you're gonna live, housewives have lived multiple places or have homes. Like, Sutton didn't always live in Beverly Hills. She used to live in the South. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they all have multiple residences. And so she was like, yeah, we lived in LA for a while. We lived here. We lived in Texas. Then we came here. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I mean, it is for some people, apparently. She's getting.
Yes.
Apparently. So, Sai, I said this. I feel like Sai read a book on like how to act at reunions. And she's like, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to grow. Like, I feel like she tried to follow a textbook, right? Except for at the end. So. They were like, hey, you know, you were talking about Jessel's relationship. No, I wasn't, you know, whatever, all that. So she does like apologize. I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk about anyone else's relationship, but I just don't see a connection between them. Like, girl, you can't apologize and then drag them in the next statement.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it happens all the time. So I kind of think that we're just used to it. Because we see it all the time happen where somebody will apologize and then come for your throat.
Well, I think who she is, but I don't think that's who she's been portraying herself for the previous hour of the show is what I was.
No.
She was all like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's my fault. I like taking full responsibility. And then at the end, just like, oh, no, let me just dig one more time at Jessel. Like, so you haven't changed. You're still pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay to say, I think what I would respect or prefer is if you say, I apologize for these things, but ultimately I don't like you, Jessel. And this is how I feel.
Yeah. I just like, I kept thinking that like we needed more time with them to like build the relationships, but then watching them here, I don't think so.
No, it didn't seem like watching all of them on this reunion that any of them liked each other or wanted to be friends of any kind, because there wasn't really anybody having like, I have your back, you have my back. Like everybody was kind of going in to on each other.
Yeah. I mean, Brynn and Jessel kind of stuck together. But yeah, I mean, like, look, okay. So OC, we wrapped up OC. We're like, oh, let's get into next season. Like we're ready for next season. Like, I don't even know how this works now.
Yeah, I don't know either, because it's like, so, I mean, we obviously have to finish this reunion to know, but it's like, well, is anybody even going to be friends or want to hang out with each other after this?
No.
Doesn't seem like it.
I mean, Sai will get a meal because, you know, she likes to eat, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're, I mean, maybe it wraps up differently, but I don't know.
Well, and like the whole mom trauma, like, why did we bring that back to a reunion?
Because that's been a huge part of their season and their conversations. So
this might be the most emotional cast as a group that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because there's always like one like non-crier or one like, I just don't understand it. They're all just very emotional.
Oh, yeah.
I also didn't realize, I think this is one of the first casts in a long time that we've had the only Jessel and Aaron have their mom still.
Yeah.
So 2/3 of the cast had don't have parents or don't have moms.
Yeah. Wow. That's hard.
They wrap up this week with Roni and nothing super crazy.
No.
Reunion part 2.
Ready for it.
Okay. Are you okay? Beverly Hills is back. I will say the production value, like, coming over the hill and being like, oh, Beverly Hills, or like the way they were like doing Malibu, like the way they were doing the production felt very like Kardashian to me.
Okay.
Like we didn't get any of that in New York.
No, but they're also, that was a new season. They just jumped right in. Like this has been going on for a long time. So we got to keep this a little interesting.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's just at the bottom, it'll be like, oh, Malibu or whatever. Like, this was like very production based with like the drones, you know. It just seemed like it, they tried to like level it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We start off with the retreat. I don't know if this is that what you call a retreat? It was just a day.
Yeah, it was just like a, it should have been like a wellness day.
The first thing we find out is that Erica is super skinny, but she said it's for hormones.
I know, like, I've heard, like, your hormones play a part in, like, weight gain, but I've never heard of, like, taking hormones to get that skinny. Otherwise, no. I would be taking them.
Yeah, I mean, where do I get these hormones, and when can I start?
Because she is very thin.
I mean, Dorit seems like she's kind of going for the jugular. I think that BravoCon moment, like, really severed their connection.
Oh, clearly. I mean, she expressed that.
She was like O-Z-E-M-P. Like, she spelt Ozempic. Like, I mean, she imitated. I'm just saying, like, normally, like, the Fox Force 5 or whatever the fuck they're called, like, they normally, like, protect each other at all costs.
Well, that's even like, more why she would be upset, because you threw her out there under the bus.
But, like, when she imitated, she's like, she stomped up to the middle of the stage and, like, flipped her hair. And I was like, oh, okay, get her, Dorit.
Yeah, because that was crazy. Like, we're supposed to be in this together, and you just threw me out there?
But it's like, who was she supposed to say?
I mean, you could have said nothing. You could have said thankfully, every marriage on our seasons, like, they all seem super solid. You know, like, anything could have. You could have found a way around that, but to make a show out of it and then be like PK and Dorit, like, whoa.
Well, Erica said, I'm a showman, baby. Like, ma'am.
Even her response is just like, shake that. Like, let's just be a normal person for 5 minutes.
I'm a showman. If you don't like it, then the question was shady and I gave a shady answer. Like, girl, bye.
Yeah, no, I was not with it.
Sutton decides to drop. I have not heard this rumor before. Have you?
No.
So this is what I'm going to say. This is why Beverly Hills is superior in these other franchises, is because the rumor in Salt Lake City dragged on for 3 effing episodes, right? However, this Sutton just sat down in a confessional. No one asked her anything. And she goes, the only rumor I know is that PK had a woman in his car when he got that DUI. Like, drops it as if we've heard it every day for the last 300 days.
No one has ever said that. Ma'am, I've never heard that.
No. He got away with that DUI, didn't he?
Yeah. We haven't heard another thing about it. But I mean, really, he probably just paid the money, took the classes, did whatever.
No, they drove him home, I think. They didn't even charge him.
Oh.
White privilege.
Yeah. That's serious.
I mean, there's a woman. Sutton. Did Sutton get more Southern?
I don't know, but I'm getting tired of hearing her talk about her money.
What does she talk about?
I'm just, it's like,
I think other people talk about her money.
I bought a horse. Don't worry. I put it on my black card. It's okay, though. Like,
also, I will say, I had no idea. I didn't know you could charge a horse.
I didn't know that either. But also, like, I don't know much about how all that works. But it's like, why is that a detail that had to be shared? You bought a horse. Just say that.
Also, the taglines are terrible.
I don't want, yeah.
No, I feel good. Like they're trying to phase out the taglines.
They should. Just start the show.
I don't know anything about Beverly Hills, but I know I bought a horse. Like, what? How is that a tagline?
I don't either.
Girl, bye. So back to Erica. She then starts crying. I had a horrible year. You don't even know what it's like.
We do know. You've been having a horrible year for the last 3 or 4.
Yeah, she did apologize.
Yes.
Barely, but she did.
Mm. Yeah, she did.
Anything else on the retreat? Kyle, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not a Kyle fan by any means, but
I love Kyle, and I feel like she should have addressed this in a more, not crying, but a firm way. Like, look, I was going through a rough time with my sister. You guys were supposed to be my friends. None of you had my back. Nobody said anything. You all just sat there and stared at me. Like, don't cry about it. But, like, boss up.
But my problem is that she threw Kathy under the bus.
I mean, I don't know. I think that there was maybe a bigger conversation between them. And I think Kathy said those things about her.
Yeah, I mean, well, she said, like, Rena, whatever. I mean, she said at the retreat, like, oh, you know, no one had my back when my sister said these things, insinuating that, like, she believes everyone else and not Kathy.
Well, because she said Kathy would call her oftentimes and she'd be afraid to answer the phone because she was going to get berated about something and she didn't know what.
Okay, so who calls? Shannon Bedore is a drunk dialer.
Yes.
Kathy Hilton. Who's that? We had a third one. Was it someone in Salt Lake City?
Shannon. No, I don't know who the third. Shannon is the king, like queen of it. Yeah, Shannon, we already know. Like,
Shannon's
the one.
A drunk dialer. There was someone else. We were just, it was Salt Lake City, I thought. And they were like, oh, she calls.
Oh, was it Lisa?
No. Oh, maybe it was Lisa. But she wasn't drinking.
No, she was just calling.
She was like, you can put the phone down, and she rants and she doesn't even. Yeah.
Yes. She just talks.
Kathy didn't sign up for this season. We're moving on. I just don't think it was necessary for Kyle, because why didn't you do this at the reunion then? If you felt this way, so you're lied at the reunion to keep the relationship with your sister that ultimately fell out anyway. And now you want to come on this season and drag her.
Well, I don't think it's dragging, but I think that you have to address it. If we're at a retreat and we're airing our grievances to move on, I just have to say, like, this is how this made me feel, and now we're going to move forward. If she brings it up again, that's different. Then I'll be like, okay, girl, no, you already said you were letting this go.
Well, we're going to see Kim later on this season, so.
Oh, boy.
Erica has a therapy session. This might go down as one of the most bizarre scenes for me. Like, she's like, how do I become empathetic? How do I do it? Like, you just do it. I was like, I don't think that's what therapy does for you. Like, I don't,
No, and I was more concerned, like, so you're not taking the Lexapro anymore, but why do you still sound like this?
Well, she can't, because she can't drink on it, so she's probably drinking again.
Yeah, so I'd rather drink and not take my medication to balance out my behavior.
But it was just like, I understand wanting to be empathetic, but asking someone how to be empathetic is weird to me.
No, yeah.
Well, you put yourself in their shoes, but how do I do that?
Well, if you've never done it before, you're not going to start now.
I mean, as somebody who has an alter ego, how do you switch egos? Like, sure, you're Erica Jane and Erica Girardi. So how do you not? I don't.
That's called multiple personality.
She looks great. I'll give it to her. That Fendi, whatever, denim getup with the short hair, she looked fab.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. But I just didn't know that, like, you could ask weird questions in therapy and get, like, a leading answer. Oh, yeah,
you could ask anything you want.
I mean, I get that. But, I mean, therapy for me is, like, oh, this is how I'm feeling, or this is something I did, and this is, like, the outcome. Like, I don't think I've ever asked, like, how do I become more generous?
No, yeah. But, like, in my therapy, we work on self-compassion. And it's like, well, how can I be more, like, loving and caring to myself, as I do a lot for others, but I don't always...
Yeah.
Prioritize myself. So, like, I'll say, like, well, how do I do that? Like, that Correct. Is a, you but know.
Okay, on the flip side, you wouldn't ask, how do I become more caring for, no. how do I do more for others?
No,
I don't know how to do that.
Like you just do.
Well, guess yes. what? We are on the same page.
Yes.
That's like her being like, how do I go grocery shopping? Well, what do you mean? Put it in the cart and then I scan it at the self-checkout. Like, I didn't.
Yeah. Unless you've never been grocery shopping before.
She's weird to me. I can't.
She is bizarre.
And she's still talking about Tom Girardi.
She'll always talk about Tom Girardi.
Garcelle chats with her kids. I'm going to say something terrible, so you should probably go for it.
Oh, God.
What are your thoughts? I mean, you raised a boy. So, like, you as a single mother...
It's hard. You're going to screw up your kids. You're going to fuck up. It's just the way it is. No matter if you try to be the most perfect parent, no matter what you do, especially as a single mom, like, you know, obviously my single mom and hers is very different because she was divorced and from a man that had some money. So she was never broke. I had to make a lot of shit happen on my own without financial support and work a couple jobs. So our experiences were different, but parenting is parenting. And your kids are always going to not, there's always going to be something you didn't do. There's always going to be something they needed more from you. That's just how it goes. I think it's great that they were able to speak openly about it. It's definitely a stinger to hear a kid be like, yeah, you weren't there when I need you to be my mom. I don't need you to be my mom anymore. That sucks.
Well,
but
he didn't know how to pump gas, so that's, we could start there.
Well, yeah, you have to teach that.
I just don't remember being 15 and ever saying, like, oh, I have everything I need now. Like, it just felt dramatic. But the other kid,
yeah, I mean, the other kid's not saying that. He clearly doesn't feel that way. He's just over there messing around with his piece of wood. He's not worried about it.
I mean, he's trying to give that Ashlyn girl his piece of wood.
Well,
he's
his girlfriend.
What I will say is, this is what you're not going to like. What I never did was sit there and tell my mom this shit while wearing the $1,000 hoodie that she fucking bought me.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing.
But I want to look at him and be like, guess what? Kids like who have food and roofs over their heads, like, they don't sit here and bitch about it while wearing a $1,000 hoodie that you couldn't buy on your own, sir.
Absolutely. No, I'm not. I think that I truly believe in a child's place. I was raised this way. I raised my son this way. Like, there's certain conversations you have where you have to have a level of respect for the adults you're speaking to, whether they're your parents or they're not. And when your mom has, whether she had to be gone a long time because she's an actress and that's her job, she has provided above and beyond what more people can provide in a lifetime to their children.
Correct.
And you have to be able to respect that and be mindful.
And maybe that's the empathy piece of, like, his words weren't wrong. However, she wasn't doing meth in an alleyway and getting gangbanged by, you knew where she was. Like, you
right.
didn't.
And also, she didn't leave you with strangers. You were with your father.
You, like, have a father.
Yes.
And, like, that's, I think, what was odd for me is that it came off as like, well, you were never there. And it's like, yeah, but like she was working and providing a life for you and co-parenting and doing all these things. Like she wasn't a drug addict getting railed by 17 dudes at in Vegas. It seemed like he was shaming her for those choices when it's like the choices were to improve all of their lives.
I agree. Yes.
Anyway, I want that hoodie. I've been eyeing it for a while, but I might get the gray one.
OMG. I don't have $1,000.
Gray, black, or camel.
I cannot spend $1,000 on a hoodie. I'm sorry.
I know. It's so expensive. It's just a lot for just a hoodie anyway.
Yes. Agree.
But when I saw him wearing it, I was like, well, who paid for that, kid?
Yeah.
We wrap up the episode with Kyle and Mauricio. Whew. What were your thoughts here?
I mean, it's weird, honestly, to see them like this. And both of them were very different than we've seen in past seasons. It was sad because they're always so lovey and connected and this happy home. And so to see them start out and he's on the phone, like going over his schedule. And I've watched him on now on two shows and I've never seen this side of him where it's like, well, I could go both weekends at Coachella and then I could do this golf and then I could do this and I could do this. And it was very disconnected from the Mauricio I'm used to. And it's like the kids and the family and me and Kyle and what we got going on. So that was a little bit sad. And then she's like impatient. And then you see them together and you definitely could see like there is no chemistry. There's no connection. It is different.
She was like, first of all, she was a fucking bitch. I'm going to say it. But she was almost like smug.
Wow. What do you mean?
Like she was just like, oh yeah, what are you gonna do? Like it was just like her attitude towards him, and that's okay if the dynamic has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt as though she was like demeaning to him.
No,
you didn't get that. Like I'm gonna do. I'm not answering anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I have lived my life for others for all this time. I've been a mom, I've been a daughter, I've been a sister. Everybody's telling me what to do, and now you're gonna sit here and tell me I can't get another tattoo, like you own my body, and then say it like that's enough. Like no, it may be enough, but you're not gonna tell me like that.
Sure, but I'm even saying like her whole attitude of like, are you done yet? Oh, you're talking about,
well, I think that maybe, and that's the thing, like I think that maybe that's been the problem, is that she can't get 5 minutes of his time, he can't get any time from her, he's not worried about it, she's worried about it. She's the one who initiated the separation. So if you don't even know how many tattoos are on your wife's body, that means you haven't been looking at it. Clearly that means there's been some disconnect for quite some time. I think that, because there's times like I've been in that position where it's just like you're always on the phone, you're always talking about, you're always on the phone doing coaching stuff, you're always doing set like basketball on the phone all the time. What about me? I want to tell you something. It's frustrating.
I mean, but again, I mean, this kind of goes back, maybe I'm like the bigger picture here, but like all the reason why she's in the position to do whatever the fuck she wants, as she said, is because of the life they've created. It how it came off to me is that she's already checked out. She didn't want to meet with him. She said, oh, we have to schedule time to go over our schedules.
Which is awful. If I was in a relationship where I had to schedule time to talk to my husband, I would be so unhappy. I'd rather be broke.
But that's also her. That's not all on him.
Yeah, but we don't know that to be true.
We've seen her gallivanting around Aspen with her lover, alleged. Right,
but this
lover
is after the separation. Like, this is before. So this is what we're watching, the lead up.
Yeah, but I mean, Morgan Wade's on this season. So like, this is coming.
No, I understand. But that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe this is, we're seeing the lead up. Like, we're seeing the breakdown of how they got to this place.
Sure, but to me, she didn't seem upset. She seemed like, you're wasting my time. I got shit to do. What do you want to talk about? Okay. Like, they didn't come to like anything. Granted, he handled the tattoo situation poorly, but like, well, maybe you should be looking at my body more. Like, do you think that like he's the one not having sex with her? Or like, I guess like it takes two to tango.
Sure.
So for her to be like, oh, well, you're not looking at my body. Like, are you pursuing me? Because it doesn't seem that way to me. it seems like she's like saying to him, you checked out, but she's also checked out. So what's the, like, we're just living our separate lives.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say. I've never been in a 27-year relationship, so I don't know. But I definitely know how I feel in, like, my relationship and getting frustrated. And, you know, especially when you feel like you have to beg for someone's time. That's rough.
Got it. I just, anyway, I just felt like she had an attitude going into the conversation.
She probably did. And I feel like
it continued throughout. And he looked very confused. Like, he looked very shocked to me. Like, he had no idea where this was coming from.
Well, he's probably high.
Well, can't blame him.
I mean, he's high a lot, so he's probably confused about a lot of things.
But he was like, you look good. I know. And he's like, oh, you're working out all the time. Like, I don't know. She just came off as very smug to me. That's all. But again, I'm not a fan of her as well.
Yeah, we know.
She did say she voted for him on Dancing with the Stars, even though she took that post down because of him and his girlfriend or whatever she wants
to call.
But that's the thing. Like, why are you upset? Oh, that, you know, it was disrespect. We can jump into Watch What Happens Live. But she initiated, she moved out of the master or the primary suite. She's upset that he was holding hands. When you announce a separation, like, I don't know. Like, I guess, well, hopefully we'll have these answers, but like, was there separation a way for them to work things back? I don't get it. Like, I don't understand in that.
I mean, capacity. I feel like it. I mean, I feel like initially it was if one, nobody's moved out, because they both keep saying, we're not getting a divorce, we're just separated, but nobody's. So I think maybe she was hurt because it's like, we're just separated, but now it seems like you're moving in a direction with this woman. And so my feelings are hurt. But really, it's just that stinger of like, when you see somebody with someone else, whether it's friends or not, it's the possibility of that they're going to leave you and move on. And now you're feeling it.
How does he feel about her? Like, are you kidding me? She's been in the press for 3 months with this chick.
Right. But again, I mean, we don't know. There's so far I've said they're just friends. So, I mean, I can't say.
She said on Watch What Happens Live, if Morgan didn't have tattoos, you wouldn't associate my tattoos with her tattoos. No, the woman has your initial tattooed on her arm. That's why we're associating the tattoo.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't. It just feels like to me that we're like baiting and switching the situation of like, oh, I can't believe he held that girl's hand. When it's like, we're all pretty sure you've allegedly done a lot more with Morgan Wade.
I am not pretty sure. I'm going to say that I don't.
You think they're completely platonic?
Yeah, I don't think that's her. I haven't seen anything that's like, ooh, that's lesbian behavior. So I don't want to say that because I have not seen anything that's been like, oh, they're lesbians.
What would you want to see?
I mean, all I've seen them doing is walking around, going into shops, going out, eat, like all of them hanging out with friends, going to work out. I haven't seen anything that I've been like, ooh, that looks like a girlfriend.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Wearing the girl's jeans.
I mean, I've shared jeans with my friends before. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that makes you a lesbian. But
you don't think? Okay, so do you think the friendship is a little odd?
No, I definitely think there's an odd piece to it. I think that becoming friends with her and that little group that she has going on has given her this weird, like, independence. I can be this strong woman. I can be this. I don't need to listen. I could do my own thing. I'm going to get tattoos. I'm going to do what I want and be wild and free. And it's given her like this whole different side of like being something else. But I don't want to say like it also makes her a lesbian because I haven't seen her kiss the lady.
Also, I'd like to know really quick. It just came to my mind is that if they're bitching about their own schedules, where's my girl Portia?
I mean, they're like, oh, she's a teenager. She doesn't need a
show. She's like 14, though. Like, she still needs, you know what she's going to say? She's going to come on next season at 15 and talk about what a bad parent they were.
Yeah. You weren't there when I needed you.
I mean, that's what's weird to me is that they had this schedule planning or whatever. And like, even he was like, oh, do you think you and Portia would want to come to, like, he knew when Portia's spring break was. Like,
yeah. Come to Portugal. Because his assistant was telling him.
I mean,
they were going over the schedule.
Well, I can't go to Coachella week 2. I just like, that's what's weird to me is that Kyle's rebellion, I don't know what you want to call it at this point, putting herself first like, your kids aren't gone yet. You still have Portia.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Where's the,
but you know, when your kids get
dogs,
when your kids get to that age, I will say though, they don't want anything to do with you. Especially girls. They don't want you hanging around. They don't want you in their room. They don't want you in their space. They're doing stuff. They do not want you around.
I mean, I'm picturing, we've seen him on Dancing with the Stars. We've seen him out. He's opening offices for the agency all over the place. Mm-hmm. She's been in Aspen. She's been in France. We have not seen Portia anywhere except for that vacation in Italy.
No.
So Portia's 14 and sitting at home alone with a nanny?
No, I don't know. But she will be, when they show the family conversation, she is there.
Yeah. No, I that's what I'm saying is they're all doing their thing. He's trying to go to Coachella weekend too, but no one gives a fuck where Portia's at.
No, well, Portia's going to want to go to weekend too also.
I mean, definitely.
She's going to go with him.
There was another person on Watch What Happens Live, but I will not be mentioning her because she's a horrible person. You can mention her if you'd like. I don't think
she's a horrible person. I just think Greg does not like her.
She's just so thirsty.
I don't know.
Did she need to drop that rumor about she did, like, that was shady, the whole Sutton thing? Girl, bye.
I mean, they all do it. That's the thing. She doesn't do anything that a bunch of them aren't already doing, but for some reason, because no one likes her, it's worse.
She's they not on the show.
But she still podcasts with Tamara, so it loops her back in. I mean, there's a lot of them that still aren't on the show, but they come up.
Often. You know who I can't get off my off our Instagram page? That Leanne Locken lady.
Oh my goodness gracious.
She's everywhere.
That lady is. I wonder what she's up to sometimes, because
she's in the Hamptons, she's in New York, she's in LA, she's all over the place.
She looks completely different.
I'll that is not that. Her face.
No, girl, she looks completely different.
I do love me some Dallas. Let me tell you, I used to binge that all the time. That was my show.
I know. I was sending you that thing the other day. It looked like Deandra was selling her home.
She is. It looked like it was her home.
Yeah, because I looked at the pictures and I was like, I remember this kitchen.
Wonder where
it's
she's
a beautiful, going. Beautiful home.
Well, that ain't her money. It's her stepdad's money.
True, but she can't give it back to him when she sells the house. So it's hers now.
Well, her and Jeremy moving on probably to a new house.
I know. I wonder where they're going.
She's crazy. Anything else on Beverly Hills?
Nope.
We will have Miami back next week. We haven't decided what we're going to cover. We've got so many shows, you guys. Like, we need to sit down and talk about it. So we will do that. At the end of next weekend is Potomac and Married to Medicine. SLC will be back next week, so we'll be covering that as well for the second half of the season to kind of get ramped up. We're going to get our first international trip for Salt Lake City ever.
Oh.
Because of, you know, Jen Shaw, yes, couldn't leave the country.
Correct.
But yeah, that's all I got. The new challenge is out on MTV now. It premiered last night. There's a new Survivor season that's already in full swing. Big Brother's wrapping up in 2 weeks. So many shows, so little time. But let us know what you're watching. Like us, rate us, follow us as always on Instagram. I'm very active on Twitter lately. So if you want to see anything from me, I've been there as well. Escaping Reality, same thing. You can find it on our Instagram as well. And that's a wrap on episode 158.
Yeah. Well, everybody, again, thanks as always for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Bye.